Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm going to protect my boy Dirty. I'm going to protect my boy Ron. And I'm going to protect my boy T.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday, and this is the hour. At some point in this hour, in this 5 o'clock hour, you will have a chance to win a pair of tickets in the bullpen, front row in the bullpen for this all-important Buffalo Bills-Houston Texans game at NRG on Thursday. Prime time. You get a chance to be front row in the house. All you got to do is wait for the cue to call in the 5 o'clock hour, and you will have a chance to win a pair of tickets to Thursday's game. So stay tuned for that. Also, just a reminder to let you know, usually we have a Thirsty Thursday, and we are out on Thursday. Well, we will be out on Wednesday, tomorrow. We will be out tomorrow at the Buffalo Wild Wings location off Ritchie Road. So we'll be out off Ritchie Road tomorrow. So come hang out with us as we get you ready for this big Thursday night matchup against the Bills. Speaking of that game, the latest here, we heard some pretty big news coming into the show, and here is DeMeco Ryans as he spoke to the media earlier addressing C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petrie.
To start just with injury update, C.J. and Jalen will be out. Both guys are progressing. They're doing better. But right now with the short turnaround, game on Thursday, just don't have enough days for those guys to be available.
All right, so there it is. C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petrie will miss their third straight game here with a concussion issue. The way he spoke, Clint, does feel like that those guys, you would think, may be ready when they get this extended bye to play when they play the Colts next. So they'll have, 10, 12 days off before they play the Colts. So you'll think they would potentially be ready by that point, but not in this game. So no real surprise after what we heard yesterday. But the Texans have to go without C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petrie.
Yeah. Look, it's a short week. There's no doubt about it, Ron, Let me rephrase that. I'm not a doctor, but I think that according to what DeMeco said, according to what Davis Mills even said, he even literally said C.J.'s really, really close So if this were a Sunday game, a normal Sunday afternoon NFL game, I bet you CJ would be playing. The fact that it's a Thursday game, and the fact that it's a short week in week 12 of the regular season at a time when you're trying to keep guys and rest guys and keep guys from getting hurt and getting worn out. The fact that that is the case, there's just limited opportunity for him to get the reps in that'll allow him to safely get out of concussion protocol. Or them, not just him. I'm talking like CJ's the only one out there. Jalen Petrie's out there. There's just not enough time, not enough reps, not enough proof and evidence that these guys are ready to go and with this short week. So, again, unfortunate that we've got, you know, that we get this run of three ball games that means so much to the Texan season with the Bills, the Colts, and the Chiefs all right here in a row. And we got to start this three-game runoff with a backup quarterback and missing a vital piece of the defense in Jalen Petrie.
Yeah. So those obviously are big misses, but the Texans have won the last two games, Clint, without them. Other news we'll get to from the Texans' perspective. It seems like most everybody should be all right. Like, Ed Ingram was a full participant. Also, Fairbairn, who's missed the last two games with that right quad, he was a full participant. He should be a go as well. And actually, Clint, to be honest with you, Jalen Petrie was out, and they do have him listed. Him and CJ were out as limited participants today, so they were out on the practice field, which is a good sign. I don't think they've even been outside here recently, but they are in better shape. The only person who didn't practice was Jamal Hill. But on the other side, Clint, I think there are two or three guys that really stick out that did not practice for the Buffalo Bills. That is Dalton Kincaid. He missed the last game with a hamstring. I'd imagine he may be in real question to play this game. Curtis Samuel, another receiver, he missed practice for the second consecutive day. And then Khalil Shakir, their best number one receiver, he's missed the last 2 days, it says, for a personal reason, so maybe he may be able to go. Not sure what that is, but those are – I know Shakir and Kincaid are their top two guys that he looks to go after. So those are ones to really watch to see if he's missing those guys. That changes things in a major way in terms of the passing game for Buffalo.
Well, that's one thing that gets lost in the last time that the Texans played the Buffalo Bills, where the Texans were able to win that game. You know, there was no Shakir, and he is in the style of offense,
yep,
that Buffalo runs. When they got away from the Stephon Diggs centric offense, it became more about the quarterback, the running back, the slot receiver, the tight end, everything going on closer to the quarterback and less about wide receivers, right? And it's almost that little triangle game there. And when you're missing those guys, it just handcuffs the hell out of this offense. And so, you know, it's definitely advantage Houston if Dalton Kincaid and Shakir are guys that end up missing this game.
Yeah, those are big time pieces. Dalton Kincaid is the one to really – he's missed last week. Hamstring, he pulled up lame in that Miami game. It didn't look good, and he didn't play last week. So that is the latest as we got a quick turnaround on Thursday. Those guys that did practice, those are important ones to watch with the game in a couple of days.
D-Mills gets it done!
5 o'clock fire.
He did practice. Also, around the league, Clint, and when you start looking, as the Texans are in the eighth spot, you want to look around other contenders for those wild card spots. And Clint, when you look at the Steelers and their situation with the Ravens, they win this weekend. They are still clinging to a one-game lead. They still got two games with the Ravens, so that'll sort itself out. But Aaron Rodgers had to leave their game early against the Bengals with what was called a fracture in his left throwing or his left wrist, his non-throwing wrist. And today, his head coach Mike Tomlin said Aaron Rodgers doesn't need surgery, and they have not ruled him out for the game coming up on Sunday, which is an interesting one to watch, but
That simple.
Yeah, it is. Who is it? Is it Mason Rudolph? Is that their backup?
Yeah
Mason Rudolph. That number two, you don't see that one often.
Mason Rudolph is the backup. Came in last week, and I don't know if he had a highlight reel or anything, but played well. They separated pretty quickly. I think they had a pick, an interception. They separated pretty quickly.
So he didn't have to. He wasn't
Will
called to
Howard,
do it
to him. Ohio State national champion, is their third string guy, I believe. So we'll see. I think they said Friday they'll make a decision on Aaron Rodgers whether he can play with that left wrist.
For the Texans, looking at other teams that could be around them, and Pittsburgh could be one of those teams if the Ravens situation.
Pittsburgh or Baltimore.
All of these games are key for them. And I've watched, the Steelers, and everybody thought coming in, like, this is a great situation for Rodgers. They got this defense. They got skill positions. They're not going to call for him to have to win games like he may have. He's actually had to be that. And that's why this is a big deal. Their defense is not what anyone expected it to be. And this is a big deal for the Steelers if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play, because there's a huge drop-off to me, whether it's Rudolph or Will Howard, and they've needed Aaron Rodgers to play at a certain level.
Yeah, that defense has been inconsistent, to put it nicely, right? I mean, that's the scary thing about Pittsburgh, though, is – Aaron is still kind of – Aaron and what's my man's name, the OC out there, the was the Atlanta Falcons head coach, was the OC in Tennessee. What was his name? The FedEx cat.
Arthur
Smith, right? So him and Arthur Smith, I believe, are still kind of trying to – kind of finding each other and figuring out what their offense is going to look like together. That's the scary thing about Pittsburgh is they're going to be better as the year goes on, at least more potent. I don't know how much better because I'm not real familiar with their schedule, but – their offense is going to be more potent moving forward. And then you look at the defense. The defense, there's no doubt about it, they're star-studded. They're talented.
Yeah, they got names.
If they can figure it out and be more consistent, I mean, Pittsburgh may be a real contender down the stretch down the end of the season. But they're just with that defense, sometimes no showing them, then Baltimore, it just keeps Baltimore's hopes alive.
Yeah. So, that is the latest there. We'll keep an eye on Aaron Rodgers. That's important around the league for the Texans, just because the Steelers are a team looks like they may be competing with.
When I came out of the darkness.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, news out of college football. Lane Kiffin, who has been the hottest name for all of these high-profile openings with LSU and Florida, Penn State. Lane Kiffin, it was a report that came out that Ole Miss had set a deadline for Lane Kiffin to make a decision on if he was going to remain in Oxford or go seek other spots. And Lane Kiffin said that's not true, that he was never given an ultimatum by Ole Miss, and that he is going to have the time he needs. That sounded crazy to begin with. I would imagine that Ole Miss wants like hell to keep Lane Kiffin, and I would almost imagine, like, especially right now during the season, that they – He's probably in a little bit of control in that situation. He's probably got the upper hand in that situation for them to be rolling out ultimatum.
Yeah, well, I think it's an interesting dynamic because I think the problem lies, or at least according to media, the problem lies with the fact that Lane Kiffin hasn't squished all the noise about Florida and about LSU and, every time a job opens. He has not, which is typical Lane, right? I mean, Lane's gonna jab and poke and have fun with it and keep it alive and – I mean, Lane Kiffin is in the business of making money. Yes, he coaches football, but he's in the business of making money, and we've seen this. When jobs like LSU and Florida come open, which I think you hit this. I think you're the first one I heard hit this. Now I've heard national personalities talking about it, Ron. I think there are NFL teams, the Giants, I think there are NFL teams that are going to flirt with him as well. And so he's in the money-making business, and sure, it'd be nice to spend your whole career at Ole Miss. It'd be real nice if they'd make you one of the highest paid and lock you up for a long time and keep teams from being able to flirt with you. But I think the thing with Lane is Lane hadn't quieted himself. He's kind of played into it, and so people are wondering. The crazy part of this is, he's got a real chance at a national championship.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking college football playoffs for Ole Miss. I mean, they ain't in the ultimatum-giving world, first of all. But, damn, I mean, what an opportunity. I'd hate for this thing to be a distraction.
Well, Lane will be all right in distraction.
I think most would be okay.
Yeah.
I just hate for the fan base, Ron. You're in the middle of a damn potential national championship run, definitely a college football playoff, and you got to chant, "We want Lane," at the end of games just to try to convince your coach to stay.
What'd you say he tweeted, Tyler?
Y'all see his tweet this morning?
We're playing golf with the...
No, but it shows you everything about how much he loves and doesn't mind the attention and drama. He tweeted out some, it was a photo of some, you know, like quote, like inspirational quote about whenever you're facing your tough next decisions in life and how you handle things and stuff.
right.
And he just, the only caption he added with it was like, you know, everybody have a great Tuesday today.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's turned on. He's, and I believe him. He loves it. I think he does love the attention. And like you said, Clint, he's right now 10-1 with one game left against Mississippi State. And they're going to get in. Right, they may even be able to lose there, but I think they win that. They're definitely going to get in. I don't know if he's going to be able to play for an SEC championship with where Georgia and A&M are in front of him. But yeah, if they get there, they're going to. Yeah, he's Mississippi State. He's
5 o'clock fire.
Just wanted to let people know. Go ahead and set your. They ought to change things and make this a national game here. LeBron James is expected to make his historic season debut tonight against the Utah Jazz. He's coming back. He's coming. It's a tough one tonight, man. I got Kansas and Duke at 8 o'clock tonight. Got Bron coming back. Thank God it's a late night game, but it's 23rd season. He's coming back. He's expected to make his debut tonight. So, wow. What a night. This just turned into a huge.
Oh, no, so.
I don't need to. Big night. Got clear of that sciatic, whatever that is. That feels like something that maybe in the next 10 years I might run into, dealing with this plantar fasciitis. This seems like those old people aging diseases that we got going. All right, coming up, remember this is a Texans Ticket Tuesday, so at any point in the 5 o'clock hour, you got a chance to win tickets and... CJ will be out again, but is there anything maybe he could take away from the last 3 weeks to help him when he does return potentially against the Colts? We'll do that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Well, that music means it is time. Open up the phone lines, Tyler Milner, 713-572-4610. It is now our Texans Ticket Tuesday giveaway. Your chance right now to win a pair of tickets in the bullpen front row for this all-important Bills-Texans game. And we'll do it right now. Davis Mills, it's been your time. Caller number 10. Caller number 10. 713-572-4610. Caller number 10, your chance to win two tickets. Bills, Texans, NRG, Thursday. That's Snake Al Michaels. Kirk Herbstreit in the building. Tony Gonzalez. Richard Sherman. Carissa Thompson. Andrew Whitworth. Ryan Fitzpatrick in the building. Right there for you.
Is there one more?
I don't think there's one. I think it's Carissa, Tony.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Tony, Ryan.
Tony, I didn't hear you say Tony.
Yeah. Yeah, October's husband. Tony. I think they're still together. Caller number 10, 713-572-4-16. Your chance to win a pair of those tickets. Hey, guys, remember tomorrow, come hang out with us. It's not Thirsty Thursday. What'd you say it was? A wet Wednesday?
Wet Wednesday, baby. Y'all know what a time it is. One of them old wet Wednesdays. And tomorrow, let's get in the books. What do you say?
Yeah, wet Wednesday. Come on out tomorrow. Buffalo Wild Wings. Shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings and Bud Light. I'm certain we will not come empty-handed out at Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll be at the one off Ritchie Road. Come on out and hang out with us tomorrow. It will be a great time. Everyone will be up and excited about this matchup. Address 15800 North Freeway off 45, Ritchie Road.
45 up Springway, baby. 45 in Ritchie Road.
That.
You know who came up with old Wet Wednesday?
Who?
Wanted to call it Wet Wet. You know who came up with that?
Who?
Take a guess.
Your dad?
Damn, you're close. It was not Big Earn. It was Andy the weatherman.
Was it Andy?
Hey.
Andy.
Hey, he said Wednesday. Thirsty Thursday. Well, wait a minute. Y'all ain't out Thirsty Thursday. I said, yeah, it's a Wednesday. What can we go with? He said, Wet Wednesday. Andy was proud of himself. He even caught himself being a little risky. You know what I mean?
Yeah, why not?
He even giggled a bit when he said it.
Andy might get out there with his whistle on Wednesday. But no,
I hope Miss Andy gets better, man. She had that knee surgery. I hope Miss Andy gets better, man. Had the most staples pulled out today.
Yeah, I saw. He showed me. That's a, well, have no knee surgery like that. Mm. By the way, congratulations to Tanya. Tanya, who's an avid listener to The Drive.
T, what's good?
Shout out to Tanya. She is Tanya from Conroe. Won a pair of those tickets. So have a good time. If you see us out there, say what's up.
Thursday night primetime action. Who you bringing, Tanya?
Mm.
Did you ask her who she's bringing, Tyler?
Yeah, text in, Tanya.
Oh, are you busy, Tyler? You didn't want
to
ask.
I just didn't think to ask.
The questions that you typically
that
want.
That is funny. Oh yeah, you're a winner, Tanya. Where are you from? Let me get your information, Tanya. Who the hell you bringing? First and last, huh?
I gotta get Tanya, birthdays, emails.
You gonna be tailgating? What lot you gonna be in, sister? Come on, T, man. What are you doing, man?
Dropping the ball, huh?
Go screen the callers and the winners.
All right, Tanya's going to be out there watching Davis Mills because Davis Mills will start this game. C.J. Stroud going to miss his third straight game in concussion protocol. But the way that D'Amico spoke, if you missed it earlier, the way he spoke, he said not enough time for these guys to clear the steps they need to clear. But it sounds like, especially with CJ and Jalen Petrie both being out at practice today. In fact, on the it has them listed as limited participants today. But that seems like they're going to be ready to go when they play next Sunday against the Colts on the road, which will be a huge game for them as well. And Clint, you feel like there are some things that CJ Stroud can pick up and kind of add to what he is doing that he wasn't doing previous to getting injured, especially watching what Davis Mills has been doing.
Well, look, this starts with C.J. Stroud and where I believe C.J. Stroud had gotten to with the way last season didn't go according to plan. Still some success, but offensively there were some struggles. The offensive coordinator gets fired. You hire a new guy that's never called plays before this year, and C.J. Stroud has some shoulder issues. He finally gets in action in training camp. They unleashed the hounds on him from a Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson perspective, and the training camp is an absolute mess offensively for C.J. Stroud. And every day was tough for C.J. Stroud going live against our number ones with that offensive line while you're installing an offense. And so life has been really difficult for C.J. Stroud. And then you get into the season, and I just feel like C.J. Stroud had lost his magic. I feel like C.J. Stroud had lost the ability to play with his elite instincts. I feel like C.J. Stroud had been coached into a corner, Ron. I felt like, you know, the death by a thousand cuts and the overcoaching of how important, staying, avoiding unnecessary risk is. And golly, 3rd and 8, boy, you're never going to overcome that. And, man, a penalty happens and you're behind the chain. Never going to overcome that. And just the overcoaching of staying ahead of the chains and taking what the defense gives you and being efficient and just do your job, nothing more, nothing less. Don't be a great – that whole thing I believe they had coached C.J. Stroud into a corner. I believe, as I said, I think he lost a little bit of his magic. I think he lost a little bit of his ability to play with his instincts, which are elite. And so now I look at it from that perspective with C.J. Stroud sitting on the sideline because of injury, not because he got benched, obviously, and watching Davis Mills, a veteran that's been through it, that's been through a mess for a couple of years, that's a little bit more of a robotic type of player. And you watch him go out there and you watch him make Nico more of a priority than he had previously been. Not once, not twice, but 3 times now, right? You watch him have a certain level of command of the offense, whether you're talking about in preparation or at the line of scrimmage, verbally from a communication perspective. You watch him play free and let it rip and not worry about getting ahead or behind the chains.
That's so weird, Clint, right? Because it just seems like he's got so much in his head and he's thinking.
C.J.
Thinking.
No question.
Playing.
No
when
question.
I don't ever really remember that outside of the first game of the season against Baltimore. I'll never remember him doing that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about as a rookie. And that's the time when you think people would do that.
Well, this is more one of those where you're trying to do what Nick Caserio, D'Amico, and Nick Cayley have decided they want their offense to look like. And you are just, there's moments when you've tried to step out and it didn't work. And there's moments when you've just been overly blindly committed and it doesn't work. And you get the hell beat out of you all year long at practice and on the practice field. And it just has been a rough ride. And I think this could be a very good situation. I would like for it not to have come via the concussion. I would like for C.J. Stroud to be able to do this without missing games, definitely to health. But I think if he really hangs his ego at the door and he looks and watches what Davis has been able to do and kind of how he's been able to do it, and if he can kind of have a little bit of a reset for himself and, do some of these things with his high ceiling and what he's capable of doing, then the offense then takes off to a whole nother level. And so I just think there's a lot that C.J. Stroud can take from Davis Mills getting the reps for the last 3.5 weeks, counting Thursday night football. So 3.5 weeks worth of football, Davis Mills is going to be getting reps, and C.J. can watch and kind of watch how he prepares, watch how he handles the line of scrimmage, watch how, he doesn't – yes, they're coaching him, but he doesn't let it overwhelm him. I think this could be a big-time moment for C.J. Stroud, this offense this year, but a big-time moment for C.J. Stroud as he moves forward in his career. I mean, the young guy that gets overcoached, that has to exist in some dysfunction, that can really stunt a guy's growth and really force a quarterback to get into his own head And I would be willing to bet you a good chunk of money that CJ was there.
What's the number one thing on the field you think maybe is adjustment? Maybe watching the game that he comes in and says.
I think CJ Stroud's got to play free and let it rip.
That's the number one thing on the field.
I think he's got to trust his eyes. And when I see a safety roll down and leave Higgins or Collins pressed up man with a fade or a back shoulder or a slant, like, you just got to trust it and let it rip. You can't think, oh, well, Kaylee and Casario and D'Amico have been talking about death by a thousand cuts and staying ahead of the chains. I better not miss this. No, man, you trust it. You're an absolute killer. When you see that, you think nothing but touchdown. Hit my head on the goalpost. Let's go celebrate. Don't ever hesitate, right? There's a difference in that. You got to play smart, but also play free and let it rip. And I do think that Davis Mills does a pretty good job of that. At least he has to this point, and I think CJ can learn from that. Because I'm going to tell you, a comfortable, you know, playing with your instincts, playing free, just letting it rip, CJ Stroud is hard to beat.
Don't go celebrate. Never hesitate. I mean, that really, that
that's
bar
where you
really
went with
right.
That.
That's what you said. You did. You talked the bar. I thought he was going to keep going with it right there for a second. All right, coming up, T-Mills Best Bets. Had a good start in the green to start the week. In the green. Let's stay there. Best Bets coming up next. And is it time for this person to get the Lakin Tomlinson treatment? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Again, congratulations to Tanya and Conroe, who won those tickets. I see you, Smooth Vessel, on YouTube.
Smooth Vessel. That sounds
like a nickname for a wiener.
I couldn't have said it any better myself, T.
Call it like I see it.
Smooth Vessel.
Smooth Vessel. Or Vassal. Yes, we have already given out the tickets. And Tanya won them from Conroe. Congratulations, Tanya. Still don't know who she's bringing.
I just fell short on that. I let y'all down. I'll stay on it.
I don't think you did. I think that's an unusual question.
I think who you bringing?
Who the hell are you taking?
Are you going to be in your seat at kickoff? Are you pre-gaming somewhere? I mean, I think those are all fair questions.
I'm going with all my college roommates to that game.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Gonna get nice and drunk.
Think about hitting a tailgate myself. Think about hitting a tailgate.
Are you really
thinking about it? We're done here a little early.
I think you should link up with Tyler and all his roommates and just get absolute.
Shout out to
white boy wasted.
A couple tailgates have told me. I like to call it 21st birthday. A couple of tailgaters told me stop by. Might do that. I go around.
I'm gonna swing by the old Nuff Said fellas.
Nuff Said. They've said it. Yeah. Our guy Jeremy. He's told me to stop by. Jeremy, who was at the game, and I guess I was way off. I thought he was working for Salvation Army or something. But no, he was at a tailgate with that apron on.
Hey, he's taking care of them old parking attendants, man, making sure he gets his people in there.
Yeah. That's a smart make a movie. I'll get you a plate. I got you a plate.
Just in case he forgets that old parking pass, he knows, hey, but I've been giving you plates for the last 2 years, baby. Come on
now. I need you. This point in time, I need you. Coming up behind us is a Texans All Access. Miles Bryant will be on the show tonight. So stay tuned for that as well as Area 45 coming up after the fellas get done on Texans All Access, the best damn sports show, night sports show in all of Houston. That's coming up after Texans All Access. And T-Mills Best Bets coming up here momentarily. And remember, we are out Buffalo Wild Wings tomorrow, not Thursday. We're out tomorrow. The one off Ritchie Road. Come hang out with us tomorrow, 2 to 6. Not going to be empty-handed. Shout out to Bud Light. Shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings. And it'll be a good time. It'll be a good time. So
what about them Bud Light girls?
The Bud Light girls, they will be there to really strengthen the excitement and fun that you'll be having out there. So you do not want to miss them.
Quench your thirst.
Hey, they'll be out there repping that Bud Light, man.
They will be repping it hard. Ripping it hard. All right.
Bikinis. He just can't help himself, can he? What? Tyler just skips it all and just goes straight to bikinis.
He goes right into it. Yeah, why not?
I've yet to see any of them show up in bikinis.
I wouldn't know. I was just guessing.
I mean, that would be interesting. I mean, if I were Bud Light and I was really, really pushing the envelope here, I mean, I think a solid bikini top at least would work.
For some assless chaps.
Well, I don't know if that's illegal. I don't know, but I don't know if Buffalo Wild Wings.
I don't think they survive.
It is a family friendly
establishment. I think bikini top, sure.
They go in a different direction.
Assless chaps probably need to stay on the. I don't know, maybe on Topless Weekend or something down in Galveston.
I don't if they're changing what they're doing, I just don't think that's the assless chaps is where they are.
I think it's aggressive. I agree. Well,
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fair.
I see
where you're going.
Now, if they want to go in that direction, I don't want to take that from them. I'm just saying I just didn't see that as what they enjoy.
I was just thinking, you know, like the old school promo girls were, I mean, bikini was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't recall the assless chaps ever being a thing. So I was just talking about like getting, you know, back to maybe some traditions, some just traditional, pulling out some traditional things. Approaches, marketing approaches.
I will never forget that time when I used to do the Therese Paylor show. Rest in peace, Therese.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Therese Paylor show. When Twin Peaks would do that. They did that lingerie night.
Lingerie.
We lost Therese, man.
Therese Paylor guy.
I sure hope his lady. Therese is in there making a point, boy, and he's going in. And I tell you, man, what you need to do is if they could.
Lingerie week will get you.
Hey, he walked. He stopped.
Deer in the headlights.
No deer in the headlights. that dog was ready.
That was a deer in the crosshairs, cuz.
He said, I'll never forget. He said, what they've really got to.
High beams were on.
And he walked her all the way across that room. I said, TP, hey.
It's a gentleman.
He said, wow, I'm sorry. I wasn't ready.
Wow. Most powerful thing in the world.
I mean,
Should have brought him down here for Go Texan Day.
Untied and undefeated.
Assless chaps.
That boy starts sweating, boy. I'm telling you, man. He said, we going to be doing this here every week. I said, I think so. It's not going to be lingerie week every week. All right, before we get to T-Mill's best bets, do you think we've reached, because obviously when you look at this specific position, right, Lakin Tomlinson has been benched. And when you look at guard, obviously, I mean, you got two guards, but, you know, there's not like three, four, well, usually there's not like three or four guards that are going to rotate in the game. The Texans are the closest team in the world to have done it, but usually it doesn't happen. When you bench Lakin Tomlinson, he is benched. At a wide receiver position, you know, we'll see four, five, six guys that may line up in a wide receiver role during the course of a game. Do you think we've reached the point, Clint, where, like, this is beyond Jalen Noel getting more snaps and that maybe they need to kind of look at Christian Kirk in the way they're now looking at Lakin Thomas?
Yes, I do.
You think it's, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're at a point where we're beyond the hamstring being an issue. At least we should be, and if it still is, then he shouldn't be on the field. But last week was a bad look. I mean, it seemed like they were kind of trying to get him involved last week with a couple little jerk routes underneath and got him manned up, not manned up, but got him in coverage versus linebackers two different times, and that the linebackers with ease covered Christian Kirk, and these are routes where he's stutter, go, change direction like that. Like, if you can't win versus a traditional linebacker in that particular scenario, then there's not a whole lot of use for you. And then you follow it up with, like I said earlier, the drop on the touchdown that was reviewed and obviously a bad review by D'Amico and whoever gave him that advice. So, yeah, I just think you've got guys out there at the same time all that's going on. You've got Xavier Hutchinson out there looking like, he's not making a ton of plays because there's not enough balls to go around, but he's making plays and contributing in a big way. When Jalen Noel does get on the field, he finds a way to get open. I don't know that I've ever seen a receiver catch more corner routes specifically. The smash route is Jalen Noel's smash. I mean, that route is his all day, every day. Everybody's out there making plays, and Christian Kirk is getting covered up like a blanket, dropping balls, and then disappearing in the second half. And so I don't see how you don't move on from him. And if you're going to beat teams like Buffalo, again, as I've said before, you can't keep wasting snaps.
It's just tough. We've seen multiple guys play in that spot better.
Yeah. Yeah. And he mentioned Braxton Berrios.
Yeah, we've seen multiple guys play in that spot better. I think it's at least got to be a
move
thought.
On, man.
At the rough
run of free agency for the Texans last year.
Yeah. At the very least, like his snaps got to be taken down. All right, Tyler, you went 3 of 5 yesterday, Monday Night Football. Football picks getting you in the green again. What you got today?
Not a very big board today. Not a whole lot of action going on around the NBA that I liked.
Well, by the way, LeBron is potentially returning tonight. So
yeah, there was a Lakers bet I eyed real hard, but just decided against it. I almost took a -12.5. Yeah, so take that for whatever you want. But I got three NBA bets. I believe the Rockets get back in action tomorrow night.
That's right.
So we will have some bets for them, of course, tomorrow. But right now, today, three NBA bets on a Tuesday. Magic +4. They are hosting the Warriors. Then I got the Suns and Trailblazers under 237 points in that matchup. And lastly, your third and final best bet is the Grizzlies +5.5 as they're going to be in San Antonio taking on the Wembanyama-less Spurs.
Yeah, but Ja Morant is out for them, which might be a good thing.
grenades.
Just everybody feels like waiting to be traded. But he's got an injury, so I do like that Grizzlies one. I like the Suns one. Who is hurt for Orlando? Is Banchero back yet? I believe he was.
The
last game.
He hopes so.
He sure? Yeah, it's going to say sure. They all hope so. No, he's not. He's out. He's out tonight with a groin. I didn't think he was. I didn't think he was back yet. So I don't love that one. But
we'll go 3 for 3.
Steph's been on a absolute tear. He had 49 the other night. Was in the 40s before that as well. So
I like two out of the three. All right. Shout out to D'Amico Ryans for kind of being on the show. Nick Cayley for kind of being on the show. Davis Mills for kind of being on the show. Shout out to Henry Toa Toa, who was on the show today. Big, big time show today. Remember, tomorrow we're at Buffalo Wild Wings. It is a wet Wednesday. Not Thursday, wet Wednesday. Come on out to Buffalo Wild Wings off Ritchie Road. 2 to 6, we'll be out there getting you ready for Thursday night's game between the Bills and the Texans. Great job, Clint. Great job, Tyler. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston, we love you, baby. Where are you? I thought when I said it twice that then you came in on the third time and you went up. The musical chairs on the offensive line again. Again. The musical chairs on the offensive line. I thought you went up. Okay.
I thought you had thought of something at home and was fixing to let it ride, and then you ran out.
I'll harmonize with you next time.
Tyler's weird, man.
You just now figuring that out?
I am too, but not because of that number.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You're so H-Town.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.